Memory at $1 million a megabyte, and other lessons from technology's long view. A Stanford database tracking memory prices from 1960 through 2026 drew more than 120 comments on Hacker News, a telling indicator of how strongly engineers respond to long-horizon data. The numbers frame 6 decades of software history in a single chart. In 1960, 1 megabyte of RAM cost roughly $2 million in today's money. By 2000, the same megabyte cost under a dollar, by 2026, fractions of a cent. The sustained compound decline rate runs at approximately 40% per year. The implications extend beyond nostalgia. Modern software's design philosophy, loading entire datasets into memory, maintaining enormous in-process caches, running dozens of microservices, each with their own memory footprint, reflects assumptions built on that decades-long price decline. The Stanford chart shows the decline is flattening as DRAM scaling approaches physical limits. Future software architectures may need to be designed with that constraint in mind, rather than against an assumption of continued abundance. The New York Public Library's Budolf Collection, roughly 5,000 restaurant menus from New York City spanning 1880 to 1920, visualized and analyzed by the pudding, offered a different kind of long-horizon data. Price inflation, the rise and fall of specific dishes, and the evolution of restaurant dining as a cultural practice are all traceable across 40 years of paper records. A full mid-range dinner in 1885 cost approximately 35 cents. In inflation-adjusted 2026 dollars, that translates to roughly $12, against a comparable modern meal costing $60 to $80. The real terms increase of 5 to 6 times reflects labor costs, real estate, and regulatory overhead in ways that aggregate consumer price index figures tend to obscure. The week's most contested historical story involved a journal's decision to retroactively retract 2 papers published by Max Planck in the 1940s, papers produced during the Nazi period, with questions raised about whether the research involved forced labor or was otherwise tainted by the circumstances of its publication. Planck died in 1947. The Hacker News discussion divided along a familiar axis: whether scientific publication records should reflect political and ethical context, or whether retroactive retraction of an 80-year-old paper distorts the historical record without serving any corrective purpose. Lighter in tone, but equally absorbing for the community, a post on Daisugi, the centuries-old Japanese horticultural technique of growing new trees vertically from the base of an existing tree, developed in the Kireyama region in response to land scarcity. Harvestable vertical shoots grow from a single base tree, effectively multiplying timber yield per unit of land. A separate post excavated the Garamantes, a pre-Islamic North African civilization that controlled trans-Saharan trade routes for nearly 1,000 years before declining around the 7th century CE, whose recently documented castle architecture is still being mapped by archaeologists working in what is now southern Libya.